What do you think, Gloria?
Hello, Joel.
What do you think?
Just tell that wee man.
Bill, tell Bill you can talk to him now this morning.
Morning, Gloria.
Hello, Bill. At work, a few years ago, we were all sent on an advanced defensive driving course.
Right.
And at the time I did it, which was 8 or 9 years ago, the majority were men.
Yes.
And out of 35 of us, I was the only one who got a gold certificate.
My goodness, congratulations.
Thank you kindly, which was proof that the women were better drivers than the men.
Oh, on the basis, on the basis of 30...
The examiner was probably a woman. Yes,
the examiner was a man.
Gloria, this is a very scientific Nolan study that you have carried out for us.
I was listening to you this morning, and that Bill, and he was so adamant that the men... I know there are good men drivers, but the women are the better drivers.
And how did it go down, Gloria, with all those other men that you were working with at the time? You were the only one that got the gold certificate.
Well, now, some of them did say congratulations. There was a few who couldn't accept the fact that I was the first one. It was 35.
Bill says this morning you can't park and you can't reverse.
Oh, and you've no spatial awareness.
Don't you worry. I was listening very carefully to the programme and I couldn't help thinking, where does that man live?
I don't think that man has any social awareness, let alone spatial.
The women are much better drivers. Parking, reversing, you name it. We can do it much better. But do you think
it's fair that all men are tarred with the same brush and have to pay more for their car insurance?
No, I think there should be some kind of a change.
Of course, the other issue is why does the average? I think whenever the average meets, whenever this changes, I think the increase for females is 25%, and the reduction that males could expect is 10%. So you know you have to ask yourself the question: well, why is it not at least a 50-50 meeting in the middle of the road?
Yeah.
Sorry, could you ask that question again? Why?
So whenever female drivers and male drivers, you know, whenever this parity comes into play, I think the statistics are saying that female drivers can expect to see a 25% increase in their policy. Yeah. Male drivers can expect to see a 10% reduction. You'd have to say, you know, why at least is it not sort of a 50-50 split? What would that be, 17.5%?
No, we should get 25 as well. We should have ours reduced by 25.
I think. Look, when men prove themselves, I think when men prove themselves on Irish on roads, and they prove that they can be as safe as women, if they want to do advanced driving course as well, absolutely. There's numerous ways to get their insurance the cost down if that's what they want to do.
If men wanted to go and do an advanced driving course, they could have an insurance that was a parity with women.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Connor, is that something you would agree with?
The main thing I wanted to do was to say that the roads in Southern Ireland are a disgrace. I run a furniture home delivery flat.
No, be careful. Niamh will not be happy with
I'm
you.
I'm going to tell her the facts. I travel around Ireland, Cork West, Cork Ross, Cavan, Donegal. We have three vans out travelling all around Ireland. The main arterial routes are at the same standard of ours, but after that, they're a disgrace. I think they're maintained by the county councils, and they're just a joke. Potholes left, right and centre. Verges, no road markings, they never paint the white lines. It's a disgrace.
Wow.
It's a death
wow.
trap, travelling yeah. round. You know, the main arterial routes, I'm giving them
we live in a third world country down here, yeah, you're right. No, we've no motorways running like that.
That's not what he's saying.
I'm not saying it's a terrible country, it's one of the best countries in the world, and I love being down in Southern Ireland, around Cork, but the roads are a disgrace. So I agree with last caller. You need to travel around Ireland, and you need to see what the roads are like.
The past 10 years. It's a huge improvement in the past. When was the last time you were down here?
But Connor said that...
Every week, we're down three vans, and I'm travelling.
Where are you driving that there are all these potholes? Where are you driving that there's no road marks?
Everywhere that's off the main artery.
No, you're saying everywhere. You're being general. Tell me where you're driving. I'd love to see where there's no road markings in Ireland and where it's just covered in potholes.
Absolutely everywhere, I'm telling you.
Absolutely everywhere. On the N11, on the N15.
Connor said that off the main arterial routes, the roads are poor.
I want to know where he's talking about. I want him to give me
you say Cork, Ross, Common, many...
Cork, Ross, Common.
So all the roads are full of potholes down there. All the west. You score
down,
a certain
no,
point
down Waterford direction, anywhere
spending. They decide to put on the money in there. They're sure, what does the people down the west matter?
If you want to give your email address, the next time I'm around, I'll start taking a lot of photographs. I'm happy to email them all. They're horrendous, trust me. It's because of my experience. I'm not just making a freebie statement. I have three vehicles, and I'm
You're not making a sweeping statement saying they're absolutely everywhere and naming about, listing about four different
counties. Because I travel around every county around Ireland. I know I go to every county every week.
He's going to send you photographs.
The last time, 2 days ago, we're around everywhere.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I'd okay. Well, that's
Do you travel, Niamh, on many of these travel many of the roads that aren't the main arterial routes?
I've got to go into the most remote places with work. And I don't know what he's talking about.
So when you go off the main arterial routes, you find the roads are fine.
Absolutely fine.
Okay. Well, Conor will send you the photograph. We'll pass them on to you, Niamh.
Will I do the same up in up
please
in the north
do.
As well? Yeah?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Please do.
I don't know why this has gotten into a case between it's shifted now from male and female drivers and insurance, and it's gotten to the case of attacking Irish roads.
Because that's what
Irish roads are bad down here.
What Conor wanted to talk about. That's the idea of a phone in. We've spoken to Gloria, I think, already. She's the woman that got a gold star. Yeah. John's in Bangor. John, I hope you're going to talk about car insurance and not roads. Niamh's not happy about
definitely
roads.
Definitely car insurance. Yes, it is. I was just, Niamh, I don't have an issue with male, female drivers. I think good drivers are good drivers, poor drivers are poor drivers. What I would say is, I do think the figures are slightly swayed in that I would consider male drivers do an awful lot more miles than female drivers pro rata. So therefore,
I have to say, you sound like you're driving there. Are you on the phone or you're driving?
Of course, yeah.
Right, I hope it's hands-free.
It's Bluetooth, yeah.
I'm parked, just so you'll know.
But I'm just making the point that a lot of people, you know, make these statistics work for what they want them to work
that's
for.
That's a very good hands-free set you have there.
Pardon?
You must give me the model. That's a very good hands-free set you have there.
Well, very it's clear. A bit hands-free set in an Audi, so you would know that it's quality.
Very good.
But I do disagree with the other callers on the road. The roads in Northern Ireland are appalling compared to the roads in the Southern Ireland. But going back to what my point was, I think male drivers do a lot more miles in general than female drivers, and there are a lot more of them. So there are going to be more accidents pro rata. So therefore, you know, a good driver is a good driver, a poor driver is a poor driver. And I think
what about the idea of if it is the case that the insurance should be determined by how good a driver you are, not by whether you're male or female. And if it comes to the point, but perhaps if men did do an advanced driving course like the one we heard earlier, that they should be rewarded in terms of their insurance.
Everybody should have to do an advanced driving course because the driving test as it stands is a joke. Absolute joke.
Okay, John, thanks for that. Declan's on the line this morning. Morning, Declan.
Morning, Joe. I would just like to say that it's nice to hear a woman on who probably is a champion of equality herself, being unequal when it comes to an issue that affects her more than males.
But she has pointed out that this is not about equality, it's about cold, hard statistics, facts.
But it is still an equality issue whenever you take into the fact that it's an issue between men and women.
Okay, Declan, thanks for that. Bob's in Belfast. Morning, Bob.
Morning, Joel. I'll give you one that goes across the board, both male and female, young and old, or not so much old. Driving with one hand on the steering wheel, and I'm sure there are people driving their car now and they're listening. One hand on the steering wheel. In fact, I saw a boy driving out the Ballygown Road about 3 weeks ago. He was driving a transit van, and he had his two elbows resting on the steering wheel as he drove the vehicle.
And it was a man, was it?
It was a man.
You see.
Terrible. But it's an epidemic.
See a woman doing that, would you?
Well, very rarely, and I'll tell you. But it's an epidemic, this driving with one hand, and I think it's quite serious, to be honest with you.
Mm.
But on a more humorous note to finish...
Do you think, well, before you go on to that, do you think generally women are safer drivers and should be rewarded for that, but with cheaper car insurance?
Certainly, I find women much, much more courteous drivers, and I wouldn't say better drivers, you know, but they're much more courteous on the drive, and they don't break the law as much, you know.
Mm. So what was the thing you saw that made you laugh on a more humorous note? Because we need a bit of humour on a Friday morning in the programme, Bob.
On a more humorous note, being a man who has come through a brave few years of life, and when women did not have the equality that they have, I could picture Niamh sitting in the corner of the room on a cold winter's night and the husband saying to her, "Hey, love, I went put a shovel of coal in the fire." And that's what happened years ago.
Well, I think things have changed probably for the better since then, Bob.
I would say Niamh hit you over the head with a shovel.
There's only one way to find out. But listen, I got to go to work. I'm just going to boot up my tractor here, and it's going to take me a while.
Niamh, if you want Bob's address and you have that shovel handy, I'll pass it on to you.
And Joel, but before I go, let me wish both Irish teams, the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, all the best in their matches.
I'd have to say there's only one thing I need a shovel for this morning. That's all the BS I've heard in this chat show this morning. There you go. Listen.
Shovel it in the back of that tractor, Niamh. Right.
Good luck.
Talk to you soon. Bye, Niamh. Drive safely. And Stephen. Stephen's in Belfast. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Joel.
How are you?
Not too bad. If Niamh's still listening...
She's just away. She's just disappeared. She has to go to work. She's away to work.
I'm parked up. But... that gentleman, Bill, who was talking to her originally.
Yes, he's still there. Bill Jeffrey, still there. You can say hello to Bill.
Good morning,
Bill. You mentioned that women are quicker to get aggravated.
Yes.
Well, she just proved it. She blew a fuse there.
She defeated her own argument.
But I'm sitting here and I'm watching main road traffic, and I drive for a living.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm in the Stranmillers area.
Right.
And I have watched traffic, and I see people on the phones, both men and women. But I see one thing that you can't blame men for, and women do, and I've seen it done twice while I'm waiting to go on here.
I know what you're going to say. Putting their makeup on while they're driving.
You're 100%, Joel. You're 100%.
I was going to mention it earlier.
If a fella does that, he's got problems. But, I drive around this area, and there's a wee bit of road I notice from the two bridges, from the King's Bridge to the Governor's Bridge, is it?
Yes.
And sometimes the traffic's very heavy, and cars go up the outside and push in. And quite often it's women do that. And I can't believe that. But I've come to the conclusion that drivers in Northern Ireland, they're not dangerous, they're not careless, they're selfish. As long as they can get where they want to be first.
Well, Stephen, yeah, stay there if you can for a couple of minutes in case somebody comes on to respond to that. 0845955678. Stephen, you might be interested in what Charlie has to say. Charlie, what's your take on insurance?
The drivers are being ripped off by the insurance companies.
Hear, hear.
Because it's the driver should be insured, not the vehicle. The driver should be insuring themselves.
Exactly.
And that would be a much more fair system.
But in terms of the insurers, I mean, how on earth could they possibly, you know, work out? The statistics are there that show that young male drivers are the most dangerous on the roads. How could they possibly devise a system that would have them differentiate between male drivers in that age group?
Well, you've just answered that question for yourself. The statistics are there that show this. So you just take the statistics and you put a tariff on the driver based on various factors like age, experience, etc.
Okay, well, Charlie, listen, we're going to have to leave it there because you hear the music in the background. Thanks to Bill Jeffrey. Thanks to Niamh. And thanks to all our contributors. We really got Niamh going about those roads down south.